Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simon Tof Kuf in the Shulchan Aruch. And we began yesterday Sif Beis, and we were discussing that a person is not allowed to go way out on Yontif the meat that he's going to sell, and we gave some of the rules for that. We pick up on the second line where the Mishnah Berurah will be starting with Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, "Va'afilu lishko mona keneged mona oser," to even weigh in a balance scale one piece of meat against another piece of meat. Yesterday we said you can't go weigh it against the actual weight, so that's certainly not allowed. But even to go weigh a piece of meat against another piece of meat is not allowed. The lashon over here of vafilu is a little bit strange. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Afilu Lishko, says from the Gemara, it actually seems to say the Gemara Mashma Demona Kenegi Mona Yoser Mistabelisa. This is even more likely to say that it's Oser as opposed to putting it into the balance scale to protect it from the Achabarim, which we said from the mice to go and that they shouldn't eat the meat. We said that was also Oser, and certainly this is even more that it should be Oser Lishko Mona Kenegi Mona. So the Chofetz Chaim says, we're left with the Tzorich Ian over here. He concludes this, Bir Halacha, Imkein, Mayafilu, V'Tzorich Ian Ketzas. Why this language says Vafilu. In any event, you're not allowed to go and pay and weigh in the balance scale one piece of meat against another piece of meat. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Manu hu chelik, and Manu is a piece over here. Baruch Shalom, what the Mechaber is telling us is, Kishiyeshlam Basu L'Chalik, if they're dividing up the meat between the various people, that approaches it, umenichin chelik echod b'kaf achas, v'asheni b'kaf shekinegid l'hashvosam, and you want to put one piece of meat over here and another piece of meat over there to see that they're roughly the same size, you're not allowed to do that. The Mechaber continues and he writes, umutu lishko biyodo, but you can weigh it in your hand. You can pick up a piece of wheat and say, yeah, this looks like about a 5-pound piece of meat. Shalokech ha-haticha biyodo, that you pick up the piece in your hand, umeshar kama yeshba, and you can estimate how much it has. However, this is only if you're not an expert. The tabach, the expert butcher, the tabach uman, afilu zelser. He's not even allowed to do that because he's so good at it. So it's like putting it in a weight, in a balance scale. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Yud Beis. Dafko b'zeh shu hasharo ba'alma. You're allowed to do this over here when you're just picking up a piece of meat in a single hand and you're not an expert. So then you can say, yeah, this is about $5 worth. This is about $10 worth. Avol mokeach mishka biyad achas or biyad asheni basul l'shayr neged ha-mishka. But if you take a 5-pound weight in one hand and then you take a piece of meat in the other hand and they say, yeah, these feel about the same, that's awesome. That you're not allowed to do. That's already too much like the way you would do it on a weekday. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishmur says, the expert butcher can't weigh it in his hand. Why? That's what he does for a living. And he can really accurately say, I remember I always used to go to the bakery when I was a little boy and I was amazed that they always knew exactly how much a pound the cookies were without even weighing it out. They're expert at it. They can tell how much the weight is. So this expert butcher, he can pick up a piece of meat and say, yeah, this is about 5 pounds. He's as accurate and it's just like he weighed it in a balance scale. The cause of Achronim, Mishbur adds over here that the Achronim say, however, the lo machmirinum bezeh ela bishor shemochan. This is only not allowed when you're selling it. Avoliatzma, in your own house, you want to say, listen, we got 10 people for dinner. I wonder how much meat to put in there. Yeah, this seems like about an appropriate amount for 10 people. The laatzma bezeh so less lombard. There is no problem in doing so. And in Dirshu footnote number 9, he explains why not. Because he brings that from the Morgan Avram. That this Mishnah Berurah over here that says you'll have to do this is based upon the Rashba. And the Rashba says, Kishishokel Litzorch Beiso Mutter Afilu Lishko Mamish. He says you can even weigh it in a balance scale when you're doing it for your own personal good. Now, even though we don't paskin like this Rashba, for this situation, we call Makom Kishino Mamish Mashakel, since you're not really weighing it here, you're just balancing it in your hand, Yeshlis Mochal Das Rashba. He says you can rely upon this Rashba. He brings down away from the Bir Halacha. Shatur Hevi Yisha Rashba Heko. This is the Tor's understanding of the Rashba. The Rashba himself may not be understood like that. HaRashba Atzmo B'chidushav Histapik. He's not sure. Ham Yesh L'Hokel Lishko Mamish Kitzurzorach Beso. Could you weigh it out exactly in a balance scale for your own use in the house? And the Avodas HaKodesh, he writes, L'achmi B'zeh. You shouldn't really do this. So again, it's not clear that this is actually allowed. But in any event, for this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, be the evidence to weigh it yourself in your own hand, that would be allowed. Mishmur continues and he says, you likewise can't put the meat into water and displace the water. Archimedes' principle, that you put something in, the amount that it displaces, you can see the rise in the water level. Then tomorrow, after Yontif, you put in another piece, you see how much it rises, and you can weigh that piece. You're not allowed to do this. Tainu kli sheyesh bo shnatzos, so you have a graduated cylinder, it has markings on it, tainu charitzim on the kli, and you put water in there, and now you maniach babasa, and it will rise, the water will rise. So it rises up three notches, and when the water reaches a certain level, you know that that's how much this piece of meat displaced. Yodea kama litra sheyesh babasa, and therefore you're inaccurately, but indirectly measuring over here this meat, gamza also, that's also not allowed. And even if you're not exact, if you're not being 100% exact over here, since it's recognizable here that you're doing this for weighing, it's not allowed. The Chaber continues and he writes, but the butcher, when he cuts off a piece of meat without weighing it in his hand, but he says, you know, this cut, this is going to be about a pound, this is going to be about 2 pounds, and he's just cutting it from the steak. So, chotech kidako, he's allowed to cut it in the regular way. Here, we're not concerned that he's weighing out, measuring out a piece. He's allowed to cut off a slice, which he knows in his professional experience, that's going to be a pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if caught in your dalid, you are allowed to tell the butcher, tainly litra basar, give me a liter's worth of basar, certain volumes worth of basar, because in this situation, you're not interested in the weight over here, how much you want. It gives you a little bit more, a little bit less, you don't really care. So that, he says, is allowed. However, and the Bihar Lach over there, it's not so clear that everybody agrees it's allowed. So he brings first the opinion of Morgan of Rum that says it is allowed, but if you look in Dirshu foot number 10, he brings down Sheish Kama Achronim Acholkin al Ramah. Not everybody agrees with this Ramah that you can say to give me a liter's worth of meat, because there are those that say Yesh Sovrim Sheish Lizar Medina Shalola Haskir Shem Domim the Kosha King Shem Medina. You're not allowed to say $5 worth, and you're also not allowed to say 5 pounds worth, a liter's worth. The cane, even though you can rely upon the Ramah, and you don't have to yell at the people that do allow this, ideally, you shouldn't say, give me a pound's worth, give me $5 worth, even if you're just cutting it off, you shouldn't do it in that fashion. That ends off Sif Beis. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Ain nokvin nekev baboso bisakin litlos bo. You're not allowed to take a knife and make a hole in the meat and use that hole to hang the meat up. This is what professional butchers used to do. However, avobiyad mutter, but to make the hole with your hand, that you would be allowed to do. Now, why can't you do this with a sakin? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezvav tells us, Miloshun zeh mashma dafilu bala bayis liatzmo ain lo lasos nekev baboso ashochet. That not only can't the butcher do this, but even the bala bayis can't do this. Kadesh yuchel lisloso ala kosel, in order to hang up this meat. Why not? Shelo yaseh kederech shuose b'chol. Because this is the way it's done on a weekday. And we don't want you on Yontif doing this in the same way you would do it on a weekday. However, that's the more machmir position. Avo yesh b'forshim, he brings down, you can see this in the Sharetzion, Osud Ches, this is Rashi and other poskim, the ein hadvarim amurim elo b'katzav hamocher basa. The only time we restricted you from making a hole over here with a knife into the meat was if it was a professional, the butcher. He can't do this because shadarko b'chol latzus nekev b'sakin b'abasa, because on a weekday he would do this kadesh yuchal alokech lechul shon biyado lelich lebeso, because he would make this as almost like a carrying opportunity for the person. He'd make this hole in the meat, the person could grab the piece of meat by this hole and carry it out. That's a weekday activity. Therefore, we allow you to do it with a shino on yontif. So on yontif, do it with your hand, but don't do it with a knife. In this way, Kadeshia Heker, it will be recognizable. Shein Mekach Umemka Mutubo. This will remind everybody you can't do normal business transactions, and you do it in this Shinoidika way. So this will make it that it's not a concern. People won't come to forget and write it down or do anything else that would be forbidden. Then the Mishbura adds, Velasus Nekev, Bechaticha So Afikomen Bepesach. We had brought down when we were learning the halachas of Afikomen that some people have a custom that they would save the Afikomen and hang it in their houses. So to make a puncture in the Afikomen so you can hang it up, Litloso, so he says that, near Likuliyama, that would appear to everybody to be okay. Mutra Afilu Besakin, even with a knife. However, mikol makom, lasus with a neck of eagle, but to make a certain type of nice round hole there, or mishulash, or a triangle, kemogin David, or like a mogin David, yesh lahach b'yidin bounds of prima godim, that you shouldn't do. In the Shaarat Zion Osha test, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that even according to the opinion that says afilu l'deir rishona near the shari, even according to the first opinion that says you're not allowed to do this in your house, that it's not only for the professional tabach, but even the balabayis in his house can't make a hole with a knife, even that opinion would say you can do this on the afikomen. Why is that? The lo shayach b'zeh tam shol yasev v'chule. We shouldn't do it like you do it on a normal day. That doesn't apply with the afikomen. The b'chol gam kein lav mino kavu b'afikomen, because even on a weekday we don't do this to the afikomen. Or befrat leferish rabbeinu chananel the gam bebasalo heavy neck of bialma kiim kemo beis yad mamish bevadi shari. And certainly according to rabbeinu chananel, this will be more meko. You'd be allowed to do this. Mechaber continues and he writes, im lasos bo simon, if you're doing this over here to make a kashrus type of a simon over here, as the Mishnah explains in Sivkon Tezayin, shelo yachli fenu adam, you're sending this home to your house, you're sending it with a messenger, so you want to make sure that your family knows that this is the way you normally send home meat, so you make some sort of a simon in the meat by making a mark in it, then mutter, that would be permissible even with a knife. Lasos bo simon is mutter, and afilu b'sakin, you can even do this with a knife. The Mishbur explains, Isa B'Gemara brings down from the Gemara, the Rabba Bar Rav Huna mechatech atlos karnosa. Rabba Bar Huna, when he would send the meat to his house, he would make into it a triangular type of a shape. So he would send the meat to his house with the messenger. So he made each piece into a triangle. And now, when they got in the house, they know this was his mark. They know that this meat was sent by him, and they didn't have to be concerned about the kashrus. However, but to make letters or pictures in this, you're not allowed to make that into the meat. Derek Simon Yontif. You shouldn't make that as the Simon on Yontif to make some sort of a tsura, some sort of a marking, or some sort of a letter in it that you can't do. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, Begam Lachtov is Habosor Atzmo Bitsura Shel Tsura Mesuyam, even to cut the meat into a specific type of a shape. For example, Kigon Lechotcho Bitsuras Bayis Uchadoma, to cut the meat into the shape of a house. So the Chayyadim brings down, in regards to baking challahs on Yontif, that on Yontif, when you're baking challahs, you shouldn't make them into these beautiful shapes that people make beautiful challahs into. Whether you did this by putting the dough into some sort of a form that will automatically then come out when you take it out of the form, it will come out in that shape. Or even if you cut it up with your hand and make it into the shape. And therefore, according to this chayyadim about baking, so since we allow you to make the meat into a triangle, so then obviously that's not called the shape in this regard. But to make letters onto it, he says that's not allowed. The issue foot number 30 brings down, Omnon le'inyan achilas uga, sheksuvos ole osios asuyos mea uga atzma, to go, I need a cookie that's shaped in the form of a letter. You have a cookie in the form of an aleph or something like that. So then we learned already in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Mem, Shemutu la'ochla, you are allowed to eat such a cookie. Ve'ein b'kach isu mochik. There is no prohibition over here that you're erasing the cookie. You're erasing the letter. Avoshi b'kach, even though when you eat the cookie, hushover es osios, you ate part of the aleph. There's no longer an aleph there. So therefore, why isn't it considered an iser of mochika? And in fact, the Chazon Ish says it is. But we allow it, he says. So there, if there was something written into the meat, you'd be allowed to eat it also, just like you could eat the cookie. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the Shulchan Shlomo lechalik being shviras os liyitzirasa. He distinguishes between breaking the letter and having the letter in a certain type of a shape. He says sheshviras haos hitzorach achila. When you're eating the letter, that's called eating. Therefore, it's not considered that, I'm erasing the letter Aleph. I'm taking a bite of the letter Aleph. When you're making a simen on it in some way, that's not for the eating purposes, that's to make the simen on it. And he says that would actually be forbidden. That would be considered writing or erasing, and it would be forbidden. However, Omnam, he brings down for the Mishnah Berurah over there, the Mishabur would allow it. He doesn't think that that is considered ksiva. So this is a machlokus over here amongst the poskim. It's a little bit of a short shir today, but we're at a good breaking point, so this will conclude today's shir.